Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call and the doors will be closing soon. Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Disney Plus Take 3. I am, of course, Bill, one of the co-hosts, but enough about me. Let me introduce our other co-hosts tonight. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
You're not peachy? I'm a little orangey, maybe on the apple side. But
I'm feeling grapey today.
Grapey, huh?
Yeah.
So I can just step on you and squish you.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
Cool. So if you start whining, we will know why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tonight, due to the extremely dangerous scenes that we are working on, we had to have to use Steve's body double. So I want to welcome back to the show, Patrick. How are you doing tonight, Patrick?
Man, I am doing wonderful, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for showing up on a short notice.
Yeah, I've got big shoes to fill.
Yeah, it's kind of like Disney Plus Take 3 minus 1 plus 1, so it still ends up being 3, but it's not quite the same, if that makes sense. I think that's a commutative property of mathematics.
Bill would be the one that knows about that.
Yeah, I don't know about math like that. 1 plus 2, take away the 3, it's higher education.
He's just an engineer, he doesn't know math.
Oh, I gotcha, okay.
Disclaimer, Bill does know about math, okay.
No, do you?
Sometimes.
Well, let's have a math throwdown. That'll be a riveting episode.
On your next episode of WTW Review.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this. People are calling. They want Rick to talk about what's coming up in June.
All right, so we're going to start with Friday, June 4th. And the first thing we have is Raya and the Last Dragon, which, of course, is the latest Disney animated film that came out on Disney Plus as a premiere access for $29.99 2 months ago. It is now going to be free on June 4th. Along with that is Us Again, which is the short film included with Raya, the ones they showed before the movie. Disney Amphibia, which is a Disney Channel original animated series, season 2, Disney Junior Muppet Babies, season 3, Gordon Ramsay Uncharted, season 3, Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, and X-Men Origins Wolverine. And then we have the original shows that have been showing: High School Musical, the musical of the series, Big Shot, Star Wars The Bad Batch, and Marvel Studios Legends, which I don't know if you guys remember. That is a short refresher that they have been showing prior to the Marvel series coming out. So back in January, they had 2 episodes of that, one for the Scarlet Witch, Wanda Maximoff, and one for Vision. Then they had 2 episodes in March, I believe, for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And then this one is featuring Loki and the Tesseract. And we'll get into the reason why they're showing that here shortly. So have you guys been watching any of the new series that's going on right now? High School Musical, the musical of the series? Anybody?
So I will say I have not personally watched an episode, but it plays in the backseat of the car all the time. So I'm pretty down with a lot of the songs that have been in there right now and some of those movie lines. So it seems like a pretty good series, though, for the kids. My kids are enjoying it right now.
Yeah, I know Emma is really excited that it's out. She didn't realize it till the other day. But she's excited about that. Bill, have you been watching Disney Junior Muppet Babies?
Well, that I did have a question about that. I'm looking forward to season three because I heard one and two weren't that great, but I want to know something. I really didn't hear that. On that Disney Junior Muppet Babies, is that animated by chance?
It is.
So that means Miss Piggy will be animated in that, right?
I don't like where you're going with this.
I just was curious. A friend, I'm asking for a friend.
Right.
To know. So, okay, cool. I am good with that. And as far as the shows, I've unfortunately, which is for someone who does a show for Disney Plus, I've taken, I guess, an unwanted hiatus from Disney Plus for the last month, just been too busy. So I keep on looking at, especially the hockey one, the Ducks one.
The Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks, duh.
I think that ends this month, in May.
It's not in here, but that was one I wanted to look at. And of course, the High School Musical, the series of musicals. I think on that one this season, I read, I think it would be this one that, now I forgot his name, the dancer, Huff.
Derek
Huff's going to be a character coach thingy on it or something. So. That's one of my daughter's favorite dancers, so I guess we'll be watching it then, at least.
Now, one show I wanted to talk about was Amphibia. Have either one of you guys watched that?
So I have not watched it yet, but that is on my radar to pick up soon and start watching.
Yeah, it's on mine, too. Another podcast that I listen to, the Welcome Home podcast, which is a DVC-focused podcast. Mm-hmm. One of the co-hosts is really into TV shows and talks about Gravity Falls a lot, which I just started that. But Amphibia is a show that I've watched with my kids at Disney World during that 6 to 10 time frame when the Mickey shorts flip over to the story time.
Right.
Which I hate that they do that. I think they should just put that on another channel because... then, you know, my kids can't watch the Mickey shorts. But we've watched Amphibia in that time because we'll flip it over to Disney Channel. And it seems like a pretty interesting show. And Damon mentioned that the season finale, which just came out for Amphibia, had a violence warning on it. But he said it was... so good and a game-changing episode. So that really piqued my interest. So I'm going to, once I finish Gravity Falls, I'm going to watch season one and two of Amphibia so I can see what the hype is about.
Yeah, it seems really good. You know, the storylines seem like they're great. And, I mean, it's got to be good. I mean, it was renewed for that second and now a third season already.
Yeah.
So definitely looking forward to jump into that and see what the hype over that is.
Yeah, and I think the third season's the final season, but I don't know. So that's all I have for June 4th. Bill, do you want to start with the next week?
I sure can. And we are starting with Wednesday, June 9th. You're saying Wednesday? Why are we doing a premiere on Wednesday? But we're having the Disney Plus original, Loki, or Loki. Oh my, I said it wrong.
Oh my goodness. Have you ever seen a Marvel movie, Bill?
Yeah, I know. I like I said, Rick, I've been out of the seat for like a month. I can't speak half the time anyway, so now it's like I'm really off.
It's all right. But he fixed it.
Yeah. I forgot which way to say it now that I'm really flustered myself, so I won't say it again. The person we're talking about, of course, if you're into Marvel, you know the character. He's the god of mischief.
Loki.
And he steps... this is from... His brother, if you don't know, is about to say.
You need help with the brother's name?
I said, no mistakes. I'm going to say his brother's Hercules.
You sure it's only been a month that you've been away from Disney Plus, Bill?
Do we need to ask your wife where you've been for the past month?
Oh my God, maybe we do.
Because it sounds like he might have broken out of somewhere.
Thor, that's his name. Oh my God, it just totally went out of my head. And this is one I'm really looking forward to. And as Rick mentioned before, the refresher they're doing with the Tesseract is something I'm really looking forward to because until later, and you know, watching the Marvels, I kind of watched them out of order a little bit here and there when I could get them, and so some of the stuff I missed about the backstories, and you go, oh, that was the Tesseract, that's what they were talking about this, you know, and so I didn't really know about it until one of the, I think the Avengers one, and so to go back and learn a little bit more about it and where it was featured in other episodes or other movies, I'm excited about that. So that's my take on the person I can't say his name and his brother who's not Hercules.
Yeah. I think that Tesseract show will be a good refresher because it does show up in a lot of places in the movies. And it's hard to keep track of where it is, where it's been. So carry on, Bill.
Carry on, my lost little boy. And then we go to our regular premiere for Friday, June 11th. We have Disney Junior Puppy Dog Pals Season 4. Then we have the one that circled, highlighted, stars next to it that I'm most excited, well, besides a couple other, but the original movies, The Happiest Millionaire. That was one when Disney Plus came online. That was one of the ones I looked for the first batch to see. I want to watch this. I want to watch it again. I kind of remember it as a kid, kind of like remember liking it as a kid. And so when it came, I saw it on the list for this month. I got really, really excited. It's a 1967 movie, if you don't remember, with Fred McMurray and Leslie Ann Warren's in it, about a quirky millionaire and this house, I don't know, this butler or housekeeper, whatever it was, you know, they hired. And that's my synopsis on it, but I'm really looking forward to that one.
That's one step closer to Smart Fox, too, isn't it?
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, one more classic out of the way. Eventually, they'll have none left but the Smart Fox.
They'll get to the end like, well, we have nothing else to show on Disney Plus for closing. I'm like, Smart Fox! That's what I have to buy the company. It can't be too much by Disney. Yeah. Then we have another episode of Gordon Ramsay's Uncharted. This one's episodes in Portugal's rugged coast. And then season 18. Oh, my goodness. They're getting the use out of Dr. Paul. The incredible Dr. Paul. I think that's how you say it. Have you guys seen any of his episodes? That's from the Nat Geo series.
Yes, absolutely love this show. It's one of my go-tos late at night. If I can't sleep and, you know, if I've got a couple extra minutes through the day. And I just want something a little bit different. Love watching him. Love seeing how he interacts with everybody on the show and just some of those things that you just don't see on a daily basis, right? I mean, and I don't live around cows or anything like that. So just seeing how those are taken care of and all those things are just amazing to me. So love the show and really enjoy it.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like much of a recommendation if you're like, well, I can't sleep. When I can't go to sleep, I turn this on so I can go to sleep.
It gives you a good laugh. It's a nice little chuckle as you're watching it. And it's just something that's different, I think. So I enjoy watching it. I think I'm a couple seasons behind. I didn't realize that we're getting ready to start the 18th season. So got some catching up to do there.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a side note, I like going on side notes. This afternoon, I was driving through the, I don't want to say the backcountry, the country portions of New Jersey. Yes, there is country portions in the great Garden State. And there was this country veterinarian, just like Dr. Pohl, out there with us. And the building they were in was like this, you know, they made it look like a huge barn. And I so wanted just to pull in there, drive up there, and sit and watch because I'm like, I bet you it's just like those shows, just like Dr. Pohl or the other one they have. But yeah. Okay, and then we have Disney season 2 premiere of Zenimation, and this would be a good one for you to put on, Patrick, when you can't sleep because it's supposed to really calm you down. If I don't know if you've seen any of season 1, season 2 they got Snow White and the Seven, music from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, or includes scenes from, would be the music too, I guess, Ray and the Last Dragon, but it basically. The first season was like they took like water and put like splashing from each different movie throughout Disney's history and so a little scene showing, you know, splashing, or I think maybe there was one that was rain. So they would have rain from each scene, kind of, you know, they piece it together and very relaxing, very meditative. We'll go with meditative. And like that. That's a great one when you're stressed out or you can't sleep at night.
Fantastic. Have, I'm gonna throw that onto the list.
Yeah, if you haven't seen season one's out now. If you haven't seen it, was, you know, I'm looking forward to season two. Then we have Big Shot, another episode of Big Shot, and then another episode of High School Musical, the musical, the series about the musical. Another episode of Star Wars Bad Batch. I don't think any of those are, yeah, that season's familiar, or season endings. Or so I am done. I think we're going to our resident stuntman, Patrick.
Awesome. Awesome. Hopefully I can live up to Steve's stature as his stuntman and his body double here. So let's get this going. So I've got Friday, June 18th. So jumping a couple days ahead into that week, some of the new titles that are coming out are going to be Dino Ranch Season 1, Disney Just Roll With It Season 2, and this is one that I'm actually kind of excited to get into and to watch. So I don't know if you all have seen this or maybe read about it or have looked into it, but the premise of this is actually pretty cool. It's this family that lives in Akron, and they're out here acting, and then all of a sudden they hear this noise, which is a foghorn, and the characters have to break their character, and they go to a live studio audience, and they are giving three choices, and the audience actually directs them on what they're going to do next in every scene. So it's kind of cool because you have those two options that are going to take place, and they just have to roll with it. So hence the name Disney's Just Roll With It. So really looking forward to that one. Gordon Ramsay Uncharted Season 3, a new episode, The Main Ingredient. And then Heartland Docs DVM Season 3 is going to be out. That's another great one if you like those Dr. Pol shows to check out as well. I've seen a couple of those and definitely some great ones. The big news this week, or on June 18th, is there's a new Disney Pixar original film that is premiering, and it's Luca. And, you know, after reading about this, I'm actually excited to sit down with the family and watch this. Sounds like a great storyline, sounds like a great way to get the kids involved and maybe see a little different culture. It's about a coming-of-age story of a young boy who's experiencing an unforgettable summer. He's eating gelato, pasta, endless scooter rides, and he's sharing these adventures with his newfound best friend. But what we see in it is that there's a deeply held secret. There's sea monsters from another world that hit the surfaces and just bring problems about for it. So really looking forward to this new Pixar film as it releases on June 18th. And then, again, there is the season finale of The Big Shot. Episode 110, so make sure you don't miss that if you've been going through the series so far. It's going to be a great finale. And then another episode of High School Musical, the series, episode 206 is going to be out, just continuing on with the story. And then another episode of Star Wars, The Bad Batch is out there on June 18th as well. And for me, that's all that is out there on that day, all that's kind of going to be new. So I think I am going to turn it over back to you, Bill.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Okay, you said Luca, the Pixar movie.
Yeah.
And that you wanted to sit down with the family and make an evening of it. You know what I think sounds pretty cool?
What's that?
A backyard outdoor movie.
Yes, that would be fantastic to get everyone together and be able to do that.
I happen to know somebody that's got a projector and a screen.
Man, I just happen to know somebody, too, that just bought a new house with a nice yard that might be capable to hold that in.
Yeah, we might have to look into that.
I'm going to have to reach out to him. I heard he's a great guy, no matter what everybody else on this podcast says.
I was going to say, I don't know about that. All right. Sorry, Bill. Carry on.
Actually, going back to me, yeah, it's me. Never mind. I can't keep track. Great job, Patrick. You are almost better than Steve, but not quite. So, no, you did an excellent job. So we got our midweek premiere again of Loki. Oh my goodness. Of the show about a god. One of my favorite characters, and I can never get his name right. Then we have new library titles. We got Disney Bunked Season 4. Show it seemed like it was for a while always on Disney Plus or Disney Channel when my daughters were watching it, and it couldn't. Decent show for a while, but got obnoxious. PJ Masks Season 4, preschooler movie or series. Another episode of Gordon Ramsay's Uncharted. This one is in Croatia's Coastal Adventure. That one would be a good episode to watch. Season 6 of Running Wild with Bear Grylls. And then When Shark Attack, seasons 1 through season 6. I would recommend you not watch all 6 seasons on a Friday night, or you may have nightmares.
That almost I'm not even going to mention it in my house, because my daughter would have nightmares just for me saying the word shark.
And it's like, guess what? We're going to the beach tomorrow, girls! Or girl, yeah,
one surprise girl, right? Trip!
Yeah.
It's like, nope, not going. And then we have a Disney Plus original premiere series, The Mysterious Benedict Society. Placed undercover at a boarding school known as the Institute, a group of orphans must foil a nefarious plot with a global ramifications while creating a new sort of family along the way. Based on the bestseller by Trenton Lee Stewart, which Time Magazine called one of the best young adult books of all time, The Mysterious Benedict Society stars Emmy Award winner Tony Hill in the title role and features a standout ensemble of young actors. And let me just say, nefarious is one of my favorite words lately, so I was happy to have that one. Any thoughts or looking forward to this new series?
I just recently got the audiobook of it, so I'm going to listen to that. It sounds like something that's right up my alley, so I'm excited to see what it is.
I just heard about it recently and saw the book, but haven't really read anything or into anything actually about what it entailed prior to this episode. So really looking forward. I think it's right in my alley as well with Rick, with the basis of it. So looking forward to dive into that as well. There's just so many things that we've talked about that I'm going to be busy for the next couple of weeks, it seems like.
Yeah. And in case you didn't know, Tony Hale was in Toy Story 4 as Forky.
That's right. That's why that name sounded familiar. I knew I couldn't place where that name was from.
Good job, Bill. I know we got, I think, one more.
Yeah, one more. Well, we have one more premiere, which it's I guess it's like a documentary kind of thing about Wolfgang Puck, the famous chef. A little bit of backstory, not going to tell you the whole thing. As a teenager in Austria, Wolfgang Puck harnessed his love of cooking to escape the harsh role of his stepfather. And this is a little bit of a documentary telling his story through from there to becoming pretty much, as far as I know, one of the first celebrity chefs, at least the first celebrity chef I recall before that became a famous thing.
Not only one of the first, but probably one of the most famous.
Yes.
Highest revered chefs as well.
And I'm trying to think, does he have a Disney World connection?
There were a couple restaurants at Disney Springs. I know Wolfgang Puck Express, which was a really good restaurant, closed. But there is still the Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill.
Sadly, the Express was one of my favorite restaurants.
I know. You could get a whole pizza for a counter service credit. And it was a pizza that you could share. It's good, too.
Absolutely. It was
good. And they closed it.
Yeah. You could also get a huge plate of fettuccine Alfredo, and it was some of the best sauce around. So definitely going to miss that one.
Yeah, and I haven't tried the new bar and grill. Maybe someday. They have pizza.
And then we have episodes of High School Musical, the musical, the series, Star Wars Bad Batch, and that brings us to Wednesday, June 30th. And now it's Rick's turn.
Loki, right?
No, I think it's Loki, King of the Herculesians.
Loki, Hercules' brother.
I think all after right. tonight, Patrick, you might just replace me.
Got to get you back in the game, Bill.
Bill, you're irreplaceable.
That is correct.
Well, you know, when the pitcher comes off the DL, or a player comes off the DL, you know, they put him in the minors for a few games to see you get, you know, knocked off the rust. So maybe I should have been, you know, maybe I should have tried some time in the minors before I came back up here to the majors.
You're just coming off the injured list and, yeah, maybe you just weren't ready for it.
You may have been banged up, but you got to work your way through it, Bill.
Yeah. You can do it.
Okay. Wednesday, June 30th. Do you think you can handle all the shows coming out on Wednesday, June 30th? Or was I supposed to do that one?
It's just another episode.
Oh, you already did it.
Yeah, I did it.
You did it.
So,
it's a new episode.
Yeah, that wraps up the month of June. We did not review as a group any show or movie this month. But has there been anything fun or interesting that you've watched on Disney Plus over the past month? Sorry, Patrick.
So I haven't watched it yet, but I am excited that they've put a show on that everyone thought I was crazy talking about the show when I was younger. I don't know if you guys remember it, but back in the early 90s, before I was, and I'm gonna age myself.
Oh, so, please. No.
Hopefully it doesn't offend you, Rick. But back in the early 90s, before I remember sitting in the living room before first and second grade and heading into school, there was a show with a rabbit that was on roller skates or rollerblades, and it had Alice in Wonderland themes to it. No one remembered any of it. I thought it was crazy for the longest time, but Disney just put it on there the last week and a half, and it's called Adventures in Wonderland. So I'm going to get the kids down one night onto the couch, and we're going to watch it and let Amber know that, hey, I'm really not as crazy as you think I am. This is a real show. So, but I used to love it. It was a little out there, so hopefully it'll stay on there with some of the kind of jokes and stuff that are on there. But really looking forward to getting into that with the family and catching up on and reminiscing with some childhood memories there.
I've actually seen some of them myself because I think, about 10 years older than you.
Uh-huh.
But my baby sister is 14 years younger than me. She was born in 1990. This show was on 92 through 94.
Yes.
So it is something that she watched and me being me watched with her.
Man, it was such a great show. I really enjoyed it.
So, yeah, you have fun with that.
Yeah, we'll see. Really looking forward to
see how it aged.
Right. Really looking forward to the new Uncharted, though, with Gordon Ramsay. So anyone that knows me knows I'm a huge Gordon Ramsay fan. I love the premise of that episode, or those episodes of going into the different cultures and really cooking in a way that tries to bring out the best of that culture and with those people that he's with. So really excited about the new ones coming out this month.
Awesome. What about you, Bill? Have you watched anything on TV at all?
There's actually two shows things I want to talk about that I've recently have watched. We may have talked about this a couple months ago, but I don't remember. The Star Wars Biomes. It's a virtual vacation to some of the locations in the Star Wars universe, like Hoth, Tatooine, and Sorian. It just basically shows a, you know, maybe a 3-minute, 4-minute clip of that world and just kind of shows you a little kind of flying over it, kind of like glider ride at Epcot. Soarin'. Really having troubles tonight. A little bit like kind of Soarin', but in a Star Wars kind of land, I kind of equivalent to it. So that's another one where you just need something on the background or on the TV just to watch and relax. One of my friends pointed that out, and I was like, oh, I forgot all about that. So I watched it, and it was very nice. But the one, it has been in my queue to watch for a long time, but I just kept putting off, and then I finally did. It was the pre-opening report from Disneyland. It was filmed in 1955, right before Disneyland, days before Disneyland was ready to open, and kind of shows you a little bit of the background of the construction going on, you know, with the typical Disney story, you know, how they do it. And so, you know, it's entertaining. Like, I like those ones, but it's also nice to see some great video of Disneyland as it was coming together. So that was one of the ones I do recommend you guys, someone, whoever, go back if you're really into Disneyland and the historical stuff and look at the pre-opening report for Disneyland. How about you, Rick?
Yeah, I was saying, because I forgot I was on mute, that I'm glad you like that, because that's something that has popped up on my Disney Plus feed every time I log in, but I haven't watched it yet, so I will be watching that. I would have to say Raya and the Last Dragon. We purchased the Premiere Access, but we only now just got time to watch it last weekend. And it's a very good movie. The story is well done. It's interesting. It kept our kids interested. And the animation is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm really excited to jump into that one after looking at the trailer for it. A lot of good stuff on there. Funny note, I tried to buy Lydia some Raya toys and some shirts this weekend when we were at a Disney outlet, and she refused to let me buy them because she hadn't seen Raya yet.
She didn't want a spoiler.
She didn't want any spoiler at all.
I like her style, how she approaches stuff. Can't show that I like the show until I watch the show to know that I like the show.
That's exactly right. You can't support it if you don't know what it's about.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Going back to Adventures in Wonderland really quick.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how many episodes they did in those 2 years?
Oh, my goodness. Right offhand, I believe it was right around 100.
Yes. Wow. That shocked me. You like got your work cut out for you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely got some work cut out, but love the show. So I used to read about it back in the day, trying to figure it out which one it was. So I remember that. That was one of the small snippets. Don't remember much, but remember that.
All right. So, Bill, Patrick, is there anything else that you want to discuss tonight?
So it doesn't have to do with Disney Plus, but it does have to do with Disney. We looking forward to seeing Cruella on Friday. You guys going to see that?
Yes. I'm a sucker for Premiere Access. I'm going to buy it, even though I can't watch it this weekend because I'll be at Disney World.
I know. Lucky you. We went ahead and pre-bought tickets, and we're actually going to go see it in the theater. Probably
nice.
The first movie we've seen in a theater, other than when we went and did the Monsters, Inc. with you, Rick. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I was just talking to Brandy that I have the Cinemark membership club.
Yes, that's
what. And I have 15 movie tickets seized up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
because that's what I never turned it off.
we didn't either, and we didn't realize that we had that built up. So I was like, hey, might as well go on a premiere night and see what it's like. It looks like it's going to be a good one. So crossing my fingers for that.
Yeah, I know Emma's excited about it. Emma is a Villains fan.
Yes, I'm slowly turning into a Villains fan. So I feel her, but you'll be enjoying Disney, so that's even more exciting than going to see Cruella.
Yeah. Maybe we can watch it next weekend in the theaters, the second weekend, after the crowds die down.
I may go against what I originally said, and I may break down and pay for the premiere watching of it on Disney Plus for the weekend now, just so I can text Rick and spoil it for him as he's in Disney World.
Well, that might ruin our friendship.
You know what? I'm already going to give my first spoiler. She grows up and she kidnaps 99 Dalmatians.
You don't think she was framed?
Sorry to ruin it for you. What?
I said you don't think she was framed?
No, that was Roger Rabbit. Different person. And he was drawn that way. But yeah, that was not him. It was whatever. Okay, let's just close out before I mess anything else up. Thanks everyone for listening to us again. Thank you, Patrick. You did an excellent job, and maybe we'll be turning in next month to hear about the premiere of Swamp Fox. I was going to get that one wrong too, on Disney Plus. Well, Patrick will do it in place of me. We'll see what happens when the boss hears this. I want to also, I guess, thank Rick for coming on again as a wonderful co-host. You guys all have a good week and wherever we are. And just in closing, I'm going to just throw in a giveaway that will come up on our Monorail Tales group. It's a private group. Just go to Monorail Tales podcast on Facebook, and you, if you're not on, you can request to join the group. You have to answer a couple questions, but the giveaway is a Disney Pictures or Walt Disney Pictures backpack, and I'll post a picture in the group. To do that, all you have to do is share what show that you would recommend to someone else, movie, show, special on Disney Plus, just like we did it in the show. Just do that and you have a chance to win it. Again, you can check us out at monorailtales.com, at Facebook at Monorail Tales Podcast. Yeah, pretty much there. And then if you're in the group, we'll see you there and we'll continue the story there.
One last thing.
Thank you and good night. Oh, go ahead, Steve. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Rick. Goodness. Thanks a lot. One last thing. Make sure to we'll be sharing the link next week, the WDW review live show and community auction on June 5th around 12:30. Bill and I will be doing a segment on that, and there are lots of cool Disney items in their auction. So if you're in our group, we'll be posting the links to that as well. That's all I got.
Patrick, do you have anything?
Nope. It was great being with you guys tonight, and thanks for having me here. And hopefully when Steve listens to this, he finds it up to his standards. So thanks for having me this evening, guys. It was a blast.
Thanks for coming, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
All right. Good night.